This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Home sales around Denver are dropping. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports the city is following a national trend.
The housing market always slows down during the winter, but this year is way slower than usual. The number of homes sold in November was down about 19% from the same time last year. Higher interest rates are to blame, according to a report by the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. A lot of people are opting to stay put rather than take out a new mortgage that might be four times as expensive as their existing one. Prices are down slightly, but are still close to record highs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Denver is hiring workers for city shelters. The city wants to nearly double its paid shelter staff to help serve migrants coming in from out of state. Mayor Mike Johnston.
The numbers can adjust so quickly that in terms of hotel capacity, we've learned how to add and subtract that. It's harder to add and subtract human capacity.
Shelter jobs pay from $25 to $32 an hour. There's a hiring fair at Denver's Wellington Webb building on Friday. A former Platteville police officer has pleaded guilty in his role of parking his patrol car on railroad tracks while a woman was inside the car in handcuffs. The woman, Yureni Rios, was badly injured when the car was hit by a train. Officer Pablo Vasquez will serve a year of unsupervised probation. The officer who put Rios inside the car was convicted earlier this year and sentenced to 2.5 years of supervised probation. It's mostly sunny along the Front Range and across Colorado today and tomorrow. There's snow for the end of the week. This is CPR News.